One Yemeni official who asked to remain anonymous told the French press agency that directives have been issued to us to free 176 people held for their links to the Al-Qaeda network or to activities of the network. The same official also said no individual actually convicted of terrorism charges would be released unless and until their sentences were completed. Hala Mustafa, a Cairo-based expert on terrorism and fundamentalism, says that she thinks that the Yemeni government is resorting to releasing prisoners to avoid any future attacks on its soil due to the strength of Al-Qaeda inside the country.
I think that maybe the Yemen government resort to this in order to avoid or to prevent any attack over the country. I think there are many people from the Yemen who joined Al-Qaeda a long time ago, and Yemen itself is a tribal society, and it's very easy for Al-Qaeda to use this country in particular as a base of attack, or they could make some traditional coalitions between the tribes themselves. So I think the Yemen society is very vulnerable.
Reports say that the men involved in the release have signed pledges not to resort to terrorism, a tactic that Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh has previously vowed to use. Tribal leaders are also being asked to guarantee those released maintain good behavior. Hala Mustafa suggests that President Abdullah Saleh has a multi-pronged approach to keeping the peace with Islamic militants and fundamentalists inside his country, including dialogue with them. This includes his recent initiative to talk with other militants and radicals in the region, such as Hamas.
I think from another point of view, Yemen tries today to play a regional role, in particular with the radical groups in the region, such as Hamas. And I think this step could have a dual goal, like from one side, prevent any attack inside Yemen, and from the other, send a message to the radical groups such as Hamas in order to play a role in containing Hamas.
Last month, Saudi Al-Qaeda fugitives in Yemen issued a video on the internet to announce that they had joined forces with their Yemeni associates to form a single Al-Qaeda group for the Arabian Peninsula. Saudi Arabia issued a list of 85 wanted Al-Qaeda suspects last week, and experts believe that many probably found refuge with sympathetic tribes inside Yemen. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.